We were fortunate enough to be beta testers for the A-B testing, one of the earlier people. They released it in batches. That was awesome to get that opportunity. One day we thought, well, what if we just do like a control test to make sure? I don't know what made us think to do this. So we uploaded the same exact thumbnail 3 times. The spread was so big.
Yeah. We uploaded the exact same identical thumbnails. And when you say the spread was big, each thumbnail gets a percentage, which basically means, okay, if someone clicked on thumbnail A, they watched the video for an average of whatever, 30%. So there's a watch time share. So each thumbnail, you know, supposedly it all adds up to 100%. So thumbnail A might get 30, thumbnail B might get 30, thumbnail C might get whatever, 40. That's how it's supposed to work. What was very interesting, and you would expect when we upload 3 of the exact same thumbnail, that the spread should be equal, or at least very, very close to equal, right? It should be like 33, 33, 33.
Yeah, or maybe something like I would even say, okay, 33.1, 33.2, 33.7, yes. Fair.
Yep, pretty close.
And that happened on one of our tests.
Yeah.
Not the test with the identical thumbnails, right. Not the control test. I'm looking right now on my computer, screenshots I have from thumbnails we tested. We had different words. One of them we had Nathan in, the other two we had me in, and different words on all 3 of them. The spread was 33.1%, 33.2%, and 33.7% with very different thumbnails. The exact same thumbnail, 27.3%, 44.5%, and 28.2%. So it's saying there's this huge discrepancy, huge spread on these 3 thumbnails that are
Completely
identical.
So this is incredibly problematic.
Welcome back to the Creator Files podcast. Stupid things that YouTube does. We're just talking about stupid features.
There's a lot.
And features where you wish that were there. So it's stupid that it's not a feature. And we have something secret in this episode that we've been holding back for months. Like, should we talk about it? Do we talk about it yet?
Right.
And we're just deciding we're just going to go for it on the Creator Files podcast, which is our like least watched channel.
Yeah, it's very likely that nobody, like, I mean, for those of you listening, we value you. We love you.
Uh-huh.
But there's not that many of you right now. Uh-huh. And so it's very unlikely that this goes anywhere. But that's part of the reason I think why we want to talk about it.
It's been something.
Yeah, it's been something. Man, we've been talking about this now internally for five, six, seven months.
Since November, December.
Yeah. So it's something that's been on our mind for a while. So anyway, first off, what comes to your mind? Stupid features YouTube has.
The color feature. What?
Yeah.
It's this thing like by the shorts where they say like pick a color between red, blue, and green. I'm sorry if you feel left out, Nathan.
Yeah. Rip me. I'm colorblind.
And so you pick, don't worry, you're not missing out on anything at all.
Not a great feature.
You pick one of these colors and it shows you videos with thumbnails of that color.
Yeah.
So like green thumbnails or blue thumbnails.
I just wonder what was their thought process when they're developing this? Is it just that, you know, we know that YouTube is analyzing thumbnails anyway.
Yeah.
So are they saying, okay, we're already analyzing thumbnails. So we know certain colors can, you know, evoke certain emotions or, you know, portray certain emotions better than others. If we're already evaluating that, maybe we can make a fun little feature out of it.
Maybe
that's the case. And I don't want to dog on them too hard because it's stupid, but it's not harmful. It's not hurting anything.
Yeah. It's a little hypocritical because we love stupid stuff.
Yeah.
So to say that they shouldn't just have fun and make a stupid feature that's fun is a little hypocritical. I'm realizing we play soup, salad, sandwich, which doesn't make any sense.
I will say the one reason why it feels a little dumb is because there are some other features that they do have that they really hype that aren't that good.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if you're going to spend time focusing on the silly little thing, why don't you spend that time fixing your other problems?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that would be nice. Other problems. The community tab should not be out of the studio.
Okay.
I hate having to go out of the studio.
Yep. Yep.
To get into the community tab.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
It feels like it could just be one of those items on the sidebar menu.
Yeah.
You know, like where you show analytics, content, monetization. Feels like they could just put, you know, community right there.
I don't know why they wouldn't. And I wonder if it's intentional. I wonder if they think like maybe newer creators get overwhelmed by the studio, but they want them to start using the community earlier. So they're like, oh, it's less scary if it's, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think if YouTube was worried about creators being overwhelmed, they would take away a lot of
people. Yeah.
YouTube.
It's not where they'd start.
And there's a little bit of a criticism here, but it's also something partially that I really like about YouTube is that we get so much data.
Yeah.
I do think to the point where it is overwhelming, where a lot of creators do end up getting overwhelmed by the data. Even the simple, you know, 1 out of 10 ranking system, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10. It's decent data. Like, it's good to know, but at the same time, what do you do about it? Basically, your mood changer. It's like, oh, I posted a video. Am I going to be in a good mood today? Or am I going to be in a bad mood today? You know, it's like, there's not much you can do after the video publishes. So it is really cool to see how your most recent video is doing compared to your other reasons, but there's nothing to do about it. And so there's a lot of data. That's probably one of my biggest gripes is like, there's a lot of data that YouTube gives us that there's just nothing you can do about immediately. And they really highlight that ranking system because it is simple data. A lot of people can really easily understand it. I just wish that there was something actionable that we could do with it other than just worry about it.
Yeah, especially because sometimes it's not super relevant. Like, we recently posted a video that was 10 out of 10 on Channel Makers, but we're trying to reach a new audience. We know that our audience doesn't care about it. Like, we know, I feel like I pretty much knew it was going to be 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
To start with.
Yeah.
Because maybe it'll grow later. Maybe it'll gain traction with search and other eventful things that could happen in the world. But like right now, it's not, our average viewers are not going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because they're probably not on TikTok. It was about TikTok. But right. It doesn't make it bad, but yeah, you get so stuck in your head. It still felt bad to see that 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Even knowing the strategy behind it, it still felt bad.
Yeah, we were talking, how many episodes now was it? Good number of episodes back, we had Steve Ramsey on.
Yeah.
Award working for Mere Mortals. And we talked about the ranking system a little bit that YouTube gives us. And he had a really interesting take on it that I liked. He said that he has some videos that he publishes every year that he guarantees will be at a 10 out of 10. And he said he likes that. And I went, what?
Yeah.
Why would you like that? But he said he knows that the people who watched it were who it was intended for. And I thought, okay, that's a really interesting take. Like, the people who were there for it, like those views, like take away the 10 out of 10. It's like it reached the exact audience that it needed to reach. And I don't know. That was an interesting take.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I thought that was really interesting. And I would like to wish and think and hope that, you know, when we do get a 5 out of 10 or a 7 out of 10, that we don't feel like a failure. I think like that's my biggest problem is like, you know, you get a 7 out of 10. It's like, man, I really thought that was a good one.
Uh-huh.
It's like, just because it's 7 out of 10 doesn't mean it wasn't a good one. Like, yes, there's something to learn from that, but what, like, was it the title? Was it the thumbnail? Was it, you know, was it an issue with retention? Like, there's so much that in the moment, there's nothing you can do. Like, you really need to give it like 2 weeks, maybe a week or two before you can really start diving in to figure that out.
Yeah. And I think it also hurts creators because it gets us into this mindset of like waiting for a video to take off. I've really been thinking about this lately because some data we gathered for a different study, trying to kind of evaluate how self-aware people are of the quality of their own content. We're coming out with a video very soon on Channel Makers about that. But I just feel like we need to focus more on the overall channel. Like, how can I up my thumbnail game forevermore?
Yeah.
From now, and like, what can I learn about thumbnails that will make all my thumbnails going forward better? Not like, oh, this thumbnail didn't work.
Mm.
Maybe the next one will work. Like, without even trying to like strategically correct anything, you know, or like the lighting, or what can you take and actually up your game channel wide instead of just like waiting for that lucky winner video.
Right.
And I feel like the 10 to 10 scale really does that to people. And I don't think it's the right mindset. I'm sure it has a place, but that's how I've been thinking about it lately is I think a lot of creators are just so hyper-focused on like publish consistently, publish often, and wait for one to take off. Like, it's not going to work like that, probably. Sometimes it does, usually it doesn't. On a more serious note, emojis. You mentioned emojis.
Yeah, this is one. This is not really a stupid feature that YouTube has that I don't like. It's sort of a stupid feature that I wish they had. So, you know, when you're like, okay, imagine you're in YouTube Studio, you click on the sidebar, and there's like comments. Uh-huh. You know, you can respond to comments there rather than going to each individual video. Why are there no emojis there? Like, I can go to, if I go to the video, I can type my comment and I can add emojis on my computer, I should say. If I'm in the YouTube studio and I'm, you know, I'm seeing all the comments from all the different videos, all I get is text. I don't get any emojis.
Is there like a shortcut hotkey thing you probably can do to
But why don't, if they can put it on the video, why can't they just put it there? It just feels like it should be there. Also, it feels like the way that they show comments there, and I know you can filter it different ways, but it would be really nice if, I believe, like the original comment shows up, but then if there's replies to that comment, like let's say I look at a comment, I respond to it. If someone replies to my response, it doesn't show back up there.
Then
I actually have to go back to the video to see the response. If I responded to a comment and then they responded back to me, I wish it would show back up.
Yeah.
I feel like that would really help me for community engagement.
So is that a matter of unchecking the filter of I haven't responded?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it is.
Which I forget to do too, and then you don't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's automatically applied.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing is games. YouTube is putting mini games on now. And
what are you talking about? This is the best feature they've had in years.
Is it? I feel disrespected, and I'll tell you why. It just seems like a slap in the face of, like, I like to lie to myself and pretend that YouTube is a valuable thing to have on my phone and that I'm not wasting my time because there's informational content and things that are improving my life, and then they put the games, and it just feels like this big old label, them saying, just a quick reminder, we're just trying to keep you on this platform and waste as much of your time as possible.
Yeah.
Is that dramatic?
A little bit, but it's true. It's true. Have you played one yet?
Yep. Yeah. For industry research, I'll have you know.
Yeah, research purposes. I've also played one.
How was it?
It was all right. You know, they're just kind of like phone games, things that you would typically think of would be on your phone.
Yeah, not even amazing phone games.
Yeah, they're not great. What if you were like on the studio and you're like clicking around for like hours after hours after hours, and then YouTube said, nope, you got to play a game. You got to relax for a second.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That could be kind of funny. And then maybe you could still choose to opt out, but just like,
because then you're on the creator side. You're working.
Right.
You're not like, I should really put my phone down and
look
at my plants and my kids and my dog. Yeah.
Yeah. It's clearly more just for viewers. Keep them on platform. But if they kind of played it up a little
bit
for
like
creators, it'd be just kind of a fun way to say, you know, don't take yourself so seriously.
Right.
Take a little break.
Right.
I don't know.
Or your videos is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Maybe you should play a game.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, yeah. Today was a rough publishing day.
That'd be adorable.
Yeah. It'd be kind of funny. But that is not the case. Right now, it's just,
because you don't run things. If you ran things, might be.
Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah. I also read, and I don't know if this is true, I did a Google search, and I read that they're just letting people play the games, like, kind of to get them hooked on it for the first couple of months, and they're all going to be paid. And it sounds like they're not even going to have a trial of any of them or limited. It's just so that you see what you're missing out on, and or maybe that's kind of a beta test, then it's going to be a YouTube premium feature.
Huh. I've never had YouTube premium.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
Yeah. Why haven't
you? What even is YouTube premium? I get it for free. Is it just the ads? Ads are removed?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is there any other?
I think music. Yeah.
Not very compelling. I know there are some people who really don't like watching ads. And I know YouTube does give a cut to creators, you know, if people watch their videos who are running premium, that's fine. I don't really mind the ads that much, to be honest. And YouTube definitely knows that, because they are giving me a lot of ads these days.
I know. They started giving me more yesterday, and I was reminded that I need to respond differently.
Yeah.
Start clicking away. I'm just going to start clicking on videos I don't care about so that I'm not tempted to watch the ads.
Yeah, that's the problem, is I'll be watching some content. It's good stuff. I was listening to a podcast on YouTube the other day, and there was literally every 15 seconds there was an ad. And it was weird because I could see the ad spots. I don't know if the creator put them there like that, but I listened through like the first 30 minutes of the podcast. But then in like the last 15 minutes, there was an ad slot every 20 to 30 seconds.
Probably not the creator. If it is the creator, they should know better and not get views for it.
It worked because they were like 30 minutes deep into this conversation. I wanted to hear the resolution.
Yeah.
And so I had to listen. And now YouTube's like, now we know.
Oh, a new feature. Not dumb, I think. Curious on your opinion. The comments on the side now with the video, suggested videos on the bottom. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
It just started this week.
No, I haven't seen that.
Cody got it first because he's special. And then I saw it on the Channel Makers channel. I don't think it's doing it every time.
Okay.
Cody did say that's how it always is on the iPad, though.
Oh, really?
Well, let's the comments are on this right side, like where the suggested videos are. No, it doesn't look like it is like that on the iPad. And then the suggested videos on the bottom. What's so cool about that is now you can scroll the comments without scrolling away from the video.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
That's awesome.
It is a habit to still like scroll down in the comments so then you start seeing the other videos suggested. But if you catch yourself, then you can go back up and watch the video and read the comments and only be sort of distracted instead of distracted to a whole nother video.
Do you think that that is in YouTube's best interest to keep it like that? Do you think like, because as far as like keeping people on the video itself, having people love to, you know, I'll be like watching a movie, I'll be scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
Like people love to do that type of thing and it really keeps them, I mean, that would keep them on platform if they could scroll the comments without losing the video.
Yeah.
Maybe they're testing because I wonder like the difference. So like if I can see the video and then I have the comments here on the side, I can do both at the same time, but then I'm not getting the value. Like that's valuable real estate for the watch next or, you know, the suggested videos. So I wonder if YouTube will get a lower click through to new videos on like that recommended or suggested bar, but if it will be offset by people just staying on the original video longer.
Yeah. In a way, you're seeing more videos when you finally do scroll down, maybe at the end of the video or whenever, to where the comments were, because it's like this bigger, almost like horizontal
view. It's like a grid?
Yeah.
Like grid-like?
It's pretty big, yeah. Like maybe three per row, per row. And so you're seeing a big block of videos if you do scroll down.
Interesting.
I think it's probably in YouTube's best interest.
Yeah, there's a lot of features on YouTube that I just think are kind of mid, but there's also some good stuff. One thing that's really interesting these days is I feel like there's more ads like on my homepage as I'm scrolling through videos. It feels like there's a lot more ads that just look like videos than I've ever seen before. And they're doing a really good job of making them look like videos. Cause sometimes I'll be like, oh, that's an interesting title or whatever. I'm like, oh, it's an ad.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, I don't love that, but I get why they're doing it. Let's talk about big feature here. And you know, we kind of hyped this up a little bit. The reason why we hyped it up is because YouTube themselves have been hyping this feature for, I don't know, going on 9 or 10 years now. This is something that they have been talking about endlessly, promising sometime in the future. There are a lot of people excited about it. And you might be wondering, well, if that's the case, why did it end up on the stupid list? Well, we're about to tell you.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Yeah, even at... We went to Vid Summit last year. Like, there's this whole keynote about it and, like, so much hype. Okay, so it's a thumbnail A-B tester. Super exciting. We were right there with you, clicking on every bit of news about the launch. We were fortunate enough to be beta testers for the A-B testing, one of the earlier people. Mm-hmm. They released it in batches, like, probably first, like, 10 and 5,000 and, you know, so on. I think we were maybe in the first like 50,000. And that was awesome to get that opportunity. So we played with it for a couple of weeks and we're like, whoa, this is awesome. Like aesthetically looks really good, really easy, like user interface.
Yep. Yep.
It did use, if you think this is what we're going to say, spoiler alert, it's not. So they use this metric called average watch time percentage instead of click through rate. A lot of people are mad about that. We weren't even that mad about that. Yeah. Seeing the click-through rate would have been cool, but sure, average view percentage is maybe more helpful and super interesting. The crazy thing is, after we played with this for a couple of weeks, we're like, wow, it's so cool. It figures out which video is best. Then, one day we thought, well, what if we just do like a control test to make sure? I don't know what made us think to do this. So we uploaded the same exact thumbnail 3 times. Mm-hmm. And the spread was so big.
Yeah. So making sure you guys understand what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We uploaded the exact same identical thumbnails. And when you say the spread was big, when we're talking about average watch time or whatever. So the way that they're measuring it is that each thumbnail gets a percentage, which basically means, okay, if someone clicked on thumbnail A, they watched the video for an average of whatever, 30%. So there's a watch time share. So each thumbnail, you know, supposedly it all adds up to 100%. So thumbnail A might get 30. Thumbnail B might get 30, thumbnail C might get whatever, 40. That's how it's supposed to work. What was very interesting, and you would expect when we upload 3 of the exact same thumbnail, that the spread should be equal, or at least very, very close to equal, right? It should be like 33, 33, 33.
Yeah, plus. Or maybe something, like I would even say, okay, 33.1, 33.2, 33.7, yes. Fair.
Yep, pretty close.
And that happened on one of our tests.
Yeah.
not the test with the identical thumbnails, right. not the control test. I'm looking right now on my computer, screenshots I have from thumbnails we tested. We had different words, and one of them we had Nathan in, the other two we had me in, and different words on all three of them. The spread was 33.1%, 33.2%, and 33.7% with very different thumbnails. And then with this other one, and we've done this a million times, the exact same thumbnail, 27.3%, 44.5%, and 28.2%. So it's saying there's this huge discrepancy, huge spread on these three thumbnails that are
completely
identical. Yeah. And then on a bunch of tests, it was like pretty darn similar when we have actually different thumbnails.
Yeah.
So much so that there's no rhyme or reason to it. We've done dozens of tests. I put them all into a spreadsheet, and it must just be coincidence, but the tests that we have ran with the exact same thumbnail have actually totaled to be a bigger spread than the tests we have ran with drastically different thumbnails.
Yeah. So this is incredibly problematic because YouTube has been hyping this tool for years and years and years. And I think that the biggest problem to me is that YouTube, whether or not they've meant to do this, small creators are looking for something to help them. And the reality is that, okay, maybe, we could just say maybe this tool works better for like a Mr. Beast channel with literally millions and millions and millions of views.
Yeah.
Maybe. We're not sure yet. But for like a small creator with who gets 100 views per video or whatever, and there is a limit to like, you have to get a certain number of, what do they say?
Impressions. Yeah.
Before the tool actually even works.
That part's broken too, but yeah.
Yeah, but for a small-ish or, you know, small-ish creator, this is not going to work at all.
No.
And we've actually talked to some bigger creators who have run this control test because we asked them to and thought they should try it. And they got the same result we did. You would expect a very, very close result. Yeah. And they had a ton more views than we're getting. And so like the tool is completely broken.
Yeah. Especially for small creators. And the one very misleading thing about it is that it does say like, you know, a minimum of so many impressions to be conclusive. So it might give you, like, if you don't get, I think it's 5,000. It seems like they're changing it every once in a while with this beta test. But they're saying, okay, so if you don't get 5,000 impressions, then we're going to say it's inconclusive, but they'll still show you the results. At some level, they won't even show you the results, but at some level, they'll show you the results, but they'll say, we're not determining a winner.
Right.
But you can still see if you want to extrapolate. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing is that, you know, it's still, it'll say, like, conclusive winner. When it's the same thumbnail three times.
Right.
Like, well, and then sometimes it says inconclusive when we have three different thumbnails.
Right.
It's just not working.
Yeah. So let's talk through a couple scenarios here. So I'm a small creator. I'm just getting enough impressions that this is going to work for me.
Yeah.
Air quotes for those of you listening. Work.
You think it's going to.
Yeah. You think it's going to work. So you upload, you do tons of extra work. You do three different versions of thumbnails. They're very different because you want to see which one works the best. You expect to get a result that you can trust, right? Right, because it's a tool that YouTube put out. You'd expect it to be right. The problem is you're not going to get an accurate spread. And if you were to upload three of the exact same thumbnail, you would get an inaccurate spread. And so no matter how you cut this up, it's just not going to work. Yeah. And it seems really, first of all, unfortunate. And I don't want this to come across as like hating on YouTube. Technically, as of recording this, the tool is still in beta.
Yes.
There is a possibility that this magically gets better. I have my doubts just because reimagining this would be incredibly difficult. I mean, they're 9 years in at this
point. I have also reached out.
Yeah.
Because there's that feature where you can reach out on YouTube and, you know, they want feedback on the beta. And it was strongly implied that, well, nothing's perfect and you have to use your own judgment. Like, this is so beyond using your own judgment. This is, the data here shows that it is useless. It is worse than a coin flip.
Yeah.
Or equal to a coin flip.
Right.
It's not a matter of like, oh, well, yeah, 33.2 versus 33.1. Sure. Even if all three of the same thumbnails, it was like 33.1, 34, 36, fine.
Sure.
That's not working. Yeah. We can't even find a range. We thought like when we first started, we thought, okay, well maybe we can find a range. Maybe if it's within 12 percentage points or something, we can't even do that. It is so broken. We can't even do that. So we have reason to believe it's not going to be fixed, but it is in beta. We appreciate that YouTube is putting so much work into a tool like this because I imagine it'll get better. You know, even if they do release it, I don't think they're just going to be done with it and say we're not improving it at all.
Yeah.
I think they do, and they have also said that they intend to improve it over time with more iterations and more testing. It's frustrating because I don't want people to be confused. You know, I don't want to hate on YouTube for trying to make a new cool feature, but I don't want people to waste their time or draw conclusions that are wrong. Like, oh, words that my thumbnails don't do good or my face doesn't do well, when really it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, and people are drawing those conclusions currently.
Yeah,
we've seen other creators who have this beta, and they have said, I used the thumbnail tester and my mouth open is different than my mouth closed. Mr. Beast himself talked about that at VidSummit. And he said, we found out that when my mouth is open really wide versus when I'm just smiling, it makes a big difference. It's like, well, those are so close to the same thumbnail. It would not surprise me if he got the same result that we've been getting and the spread was wider than it should have been because it's just inaccurate results.
Yeah.
And so I'm with you. I just don't want people to waste time. Like, creating three thumbnails is a ton of work. And to be honest, I think it's a good practice.
Yeah.
Even if you're not using a thumbnail tester, which at this point, I think you're just about as good using it as not. So creating the three thumbnails, I think it's a great practice, as we've done that even before we had the beta. We typically end up with a better thumbnail. It's just that I know small creators are strapped for resources. They're strapped for time. And if they are hoping and relying on this to make the difference for them to become better at thumbnails and retention, it's just not going to be the thing. This is not going to be the thing that's going to do it for them. And I just feel for creators who have been really hoping for this and waiting for this.
Yeah. I think there needs to be a lot more transparency. Yeah. It's not, I mean, there's little disclaimers and whatever, but it looks pretty conclusive once they think they have enough data. It says winner really big. It automatically sets that thumbnail. And I think it should be better than a coin flip before they say,
right.
You know, use your own judgment. If it were small discrepancies, we could use our own judgment happily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is quite literally useless. Like, I've tried to talk to people about this a couple of times, and I just want you to realize how bad it is. And we'll release it in a video eventually. It's not small. It's not like, oh yeah, you have to still use your own judgment. It's beyond that.
Right. It's like you can really never trust it, honestly,
at all.
And again, I hope this doesn't come off as like too harsh against YouTube.
Sorry, I'm getting
No, it's good. Like, this is a problem. I think the reality is, like, there's a reason YouTube gave it to us to beta.
Yeah, right.
There's a reason, whether we made it on a list or whatever, or if we just happened to randomly get it, I don't know. I don't know anything about that, but they give it out as a beta so they can get feedback. And so that's what I really hope that this does for the 50 people who will watch it, and I'm sure YouTube will watch it too. I really hope that they just take this as really good feedback, because we care enough. We really care about people succeeding on YouTube, and we want these tools to be good for them so that it can help them. It's not that. And so I feel like, to some extent, we're responsible to call it out how it is, because hopefully that will, you know, not fall on deaf ears and YouTube can fix the problem.
Yeah. And like you said, it's in beta. A lot of people have the beta version, but if you have the beta version, don't ignore that, the fact that it's beta. You know, I think I've done that before. It's like, okay, yeah, it's beta, but I'm just gonna like trust it anyways because I have it now. You know, remember, it's in beta. Don't trust it yet. And I think another thing that's just really bothering me, it's not so much, I mean, we really cannot criticize YouTube fairly at this point because they haven't released it. We have our suspicions that maybe they'll release it prematurely, but they haven't. They haven't done anything wrong at this point. They're letting people beta test something to make sure it works.
Yep.
Other creators, especially creators that are teaching people how to succeed on YouTube, I think need to be very careful about the conclusions they draw on this.
Yeah. We've seen inaccurate conclusions.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
And again, it's just like,
we wouldn't have known either. At first, we didn't know either.
Of course. And we could have made our own video that said, oh, this is so amazing, it's awesome. Like, before we actually looked into it, I think we did, you know, say some things like that.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's just that
around here, we happen to not make a video yet. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just that once you know that it's a problem, you should be responsible. Like, if you have a platform to share this to people, let them know. Like, this is a big deal. Like, we essentially, as creators, are all on the same team. I know, like, we all have your different channels and we're all trying to, you know, make it on YouTube, but at the end of the day, like, we should be there for each other and we should be willing to, and not that we have to stand up to YouTube, it's just that, like, let them know how important this is to us.
Yeah.
And that we want to be behind them and back them in making this as good as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for listening. This is kind of like our beta test. I'm like, I wonder how people are going to think. Yeah. We don't want to seem like we're hating on YouTube or not, but we just wanted to shine some light on this. So let us know your thoughts. If you have the beta test, if you don't, what you're wondering about, hopefully we can share in an upcoming video any thoughts you have would be great, even if you think we're being completely unfair.
Yeah. If you happen to listen to this and you have the beta test, DM us on the Channel Makers Instagram. We would love, like, we are collecting data. We've collected data from other YouTubers who have it, from them running their own tests. If you have that, we're trying to compile as much data as we can for our videos. So if you'd like to be a part of that,
we would love DM us.
We'd love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for listening, and stick around for more on this later.
See you guys.